Well, welcome to the Steaming Streamings podcast. Coming live, we're actually live. Me and myself, Mick Rains, are live from Greenfield Park here in Albury. We've got a former captain last year sitting in on the hill with us. Say hello, Simon Clements.
Hello.
For those who don't know, that was his wife we did a few weeks ago. And Steamers have just kicked off there, Mick.
Yeah. The Steamers are in the yellow and blue, and the Powerhouse are in the green for our listeners.
Those of you who can watch it, they're running from right to left.
I reckon there's about probably 28 to 30 numbers.
1,000 people? Pre-season match is good too now. Probably more than what the Rebels got last night.
28 to 30 players all up. There's probably a few Colts mixed in there as well. What do you want to see? What do you two want to see from the Steamers in this game?
Just a lot of nullified their basics, you know. Stick their tackles and a bit of communication, you know.
What about you, Clemo? What would you want to see from these guys today?
Practice.
He might need to say that louder, Clemo. But he wants to see what the training put into the paddock. What happens on the training paddock happen on the game field. We've got... I don't know that we're actually going to commentate the game too much. Powerhouse are in possession. It's gone from one side of the field to the other a couple of times. Steamers' line's holding up.
There's some holes out left. Are we looking at young Angus Redfern at fullback there, Mick?
He's too. Good. Great. It's good to see. Has he got some toe about him? He has.
That's a yes, those who don't know from
Simon Clement.
His voice is like his body breaks down.
He nodded. One big positional shift from last year that we're interested in is... what we believe, the guy we believe playing number 7 for the Steamers today, Toby Sarkis.
Yeah.
That's a shift from wing, is it?
Was he
wing
last year? Midfield.
Is he out there at the moment?
Yeah, there he is. Got his hands on his hips.
With the cap?
Yeah. Nah, next to the guy with the cap. Looking backwards now. He's got number 7 on.
Oh, that's just black hair. Yeah. All right. Yeah, my eyesight's not quite what it should be.
Used to good eye, Mick.
here's an opportunity to see how he goes. Yeah, straight into the guts of it. Stuck his first tackle.
Oh, he's Ruben. No Ruben today.
Yeah, he must be coming off the bench.
So now that Clemo's not playing, Mick, do you think the club will save a lot of money on strapping tape?
That's between you and Clemo. I never had a problem with Clemo's strapping tape. Oh, and here's our first. This will be our first scrum. Let's see how we. That was a Steamers knock on, so they've got a defensive scrum.
It's a tackling scrum.
No, the Steamers knock on, so the Steamers are...
The Powerhouse knocked it on first. Used a good eye, Mick.
Did the Powerhouse knock it on?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Luckily, I got two very generous
guys here.
Good
coach, bad coach.
Looking after me here and being kind with my eyesight. So we've got Rax on one side. Toby on the other. Who's that 8?
Nick Ringer.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you got some a bit of experience there for to guide Toby around the field.
Yeah.
Steamers have to hold weight here, and Powerhouse have to hold it, not push.
Warwick. What was the year that I played Powerhouse? We were playing all the Islanders at 7 foot tall, and like 100 kilos, and there was about like 20 of them.
So I'll translate that to there was three of them. They were 5 foot tall and they were 40 kilos. But we know where house goes with his exaggerations.
Well, this is probably the whitest powerhouse team I've ever seen.
Well, I think they're playing a 10s tournament, aren't they, today? He's so there'll be 20 or 30 of their fastest players there. Get it out, get it out. Yeah, they got it.
Ring got it.
Yeah, so the scrum was under a bit of pressure, but they got the ball out. Oh, don't want to be doing that. Good work by Angus Redfern there.
Who's the halfback? Who's the halfback?
Monet.
Who's the halfback?
Oh, Monet.
Monet.
Don't break your arm, son.
Did he play last year? Yeah. What's he like?
He goes good. Oh, Raxy, this is the old days.
Yeah.
Hey. Look at that, numbers back this way. Give it to Scuba on the wing.
Oh, I've got my
glasses.
So we last night house we spent some time naming a Wallaby side, which will be an upcoming podcast.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets? Firstly, overdoing it, or players you missed?
After watching the Eddie Jones saga, I reckon I picked the best Wallaby team that's ever to be known.
Oh my God! I think the only one we missed, and it was Lenny Katao.
No, yeah, you were Quade Cooper. You love your Quade Cooper.
I didn't pick Quade Cooper. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
It's not a pensioners squad. This is a squad for the future.
All right, attack your line out for powerhouse. What are we looking at here, Mick?
We've got is it 4 or 5 in the line out? We want to see it straight off the top. Don't roll it around. Get the ball out in the backs and let's have a look. Righto. Oh, knock on.
Raxy.
Hey. Picked it up. Hey. Well done. Angus Redfern under pressure. Yeah. Pumped it down the middle.
It's all right. The bounce could go either way.
Yeah,
as Reese Walsh from the Broncos will tell you.
Yeah, so the Steamers worked their way well out of defence there. Been a bit scrappy from Powerhouse, more so than the Steamers, I think.
Well, like you said, 30 of their best players are probably playing in the Kings tournament.
No, actually, looking at this, I think they kept their 30 best players here. And this is as good as it gets for Powerhouse. So,
Plemo, while we're here, mate, you've been getting the itch lately? The itch?
Huh?
Does it make you want to feel like you want to be out there?
Oh, you're talking about rugby.
Yeah.
Righto. I thought there was some medical thing going on.
Nah, happy sitting here. What about you?
Nah.
Just going coach again?
Oh!
Come down and...
That's a yes.
Wisdom for everyone.
Deliver your wisdom.
Just in negotiations with a college at the moment. They're going to give me a scholarship to.
What as?
Huh?
What as?
Is it
eye shot? You'd be the first Maori that ever played for him.
Who's in that team, Greek? If it is, that's the wife who's
still. Oh, hey! Rax has seen a bit of the ball.
Yeah. Rax has always sees the ball.
Yeah.
He goes looking for the ball, where the ball finds him.
Yeah.
And he ran it.
A bit loose there.
And Rax again.
Right, we want a clear and kick out here. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, get a pay rise on Monday from Hoggy. Penalty.
Yeah.
Right idea. Who's that? That 22 there, Simon Higgins?
Jimmy Goody.
Huh?
Jimmy Goody.
Oh, should have known him by the shit kick.
So Powerhouse have just got a turnover and just moving it up through the 22. They should go in here.
Here we go.
Yeah. That was...
Powerhouse.
Picked the turnover and then threw hands out wide. Steamers haven't looked shabby.
They're looking pretty good. I think they're just missing a little direction. Someone to stand up to be the leader out there.
Yeah. Well, they.
They're not looking too bad.
Someone to sort of get them out of the 22. So we just spent the first 10 minutes basically in the Steamers 22 right on that.
You want someone to start organising their runners and organising their backline at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm. And you want the forwards. This is probably where you want, probably not being nasty, but the old big red head Luke Ranga to stand up and start organising the forwards.
But you've got, there's definitely some potential there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's not, it hasn't been touch footy at all.
No.
Oh, my God. I could go get a kick for this. I might go put my hand up for the Powerhouse and have a kick. I'll just describe that kick. The 12 took a half a step from sort of 15 in from the sideline, probably 30 metres out.
Right.
Took one step and it went back behind the 22.
Well, I tell you what.
Along the ground.
I love the Powerhouse coach because obviously these guys go to training and they're not there kicking goals. We're trying to kick goals. You roll up to the Steamers and everyone thinks they're a goal kicker. You know, I like Powerhouse's coach because he's got him in here doing the drills at that.
Well, how do you know that that guy doesn't spend 8 hours a day practicing golf?
Kicking like that. And look at it. That's someone of the first time he's played rugby in his entire life.
Well, he gets a participation medal for kicking.
And that was aimless kick there.
Oh. I think Warwick is refereeing this well. Like, there's been a few sort of. In a game, I think you'd call him up for knock-ons, but he's obviously letting that go.
Oh, your boy number 7 missed one there, Mick.
Righto, well. No, there's a back getting all pushy with a forward and then running away.
We're lucky Jaden O'Brien's not out there.
And so I thought he'd done his ACL or done an injury.
No, he's back.
He said he's back. Done a vertebra.
That's what happens where you come from, AFL.
Is he going to be playing?
Oh, no, he's out for the season.
He might get the last game or second round.
Oh, really? Oh, right.
Had it done yesterday.
Oh, right. Okay.
No sign of the old boy floating around the Pima?
No. I haven't spotted him.
Man doesn't know how to answer his phone, too.
Well, he went down to the races last weekend to watch his uncle's horse race.
Oh, did he?
Hasn't been beaten for a long time. Ryan turns up and gets beaten.
That's a bit like the Steamer's never been beaten and then Ryan shows up. Sorry, side bottom.
Stay away from the races.
Stay away from the races. So who's the coaching panel we've got here for the Steamers?
Hoodie, Red and Nick Redfern.
So three-man panel too. Yeah, Paul Massara and Red. We did ask him why he's called Red, because he's got no hair, so it wasn't. We weren't sure that it was the colour of his hair.
See, that moves there, Mick.
The breakdown of
that breakdown just right there. Yeah. The first one. There was no communication for that winger to help clean out.
Well, some of these guys be figuring out that what their, you know, what their roles are.
They should already know what their roles are.
Oh my God!
Mick knows me. This conversation's hitting again.
Yeah, we're going to be arguing again.
But so far, pretty good. You know.
Pretty good. All right. Yeah, we might pull it up at 15 minutes and we'll have another look in the third stanza.
I'm going to go and find some
foods. Find a beer. Alright. Anything else, Clemmer? What have you seen? What's your take so far?
It's been good.
It's been good, yeah. I'm a bit in your camp too. Yeah, one try in the first 15 minutes. Yeah, the defence is held. That's good. It's a good sign.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, we'll get back to you.
Righto, we're back to part two. The Powerhouse Steamers game. What did you take away from the first 20 minutes, House?
Pretty promising. Just the little basics sort of let them down a bit. But the D seemed to hold quite well.
And defence held up, and I think that gives the coaching group something to work with. So they basically defended their own 22 for 20 minutes, and this second stanza looks like it started much the same way. They needed to be a bit more sympathetic, that pass from Powerhouse.
I think what I was sort of just seeing this is like missing a little direction.
Yeah, so here, so they've got the ball now, and they're trying to get out of their 22. And I think Footy and Red and Mick Redfern will be looking at this now, is we need a get-out plan. So there needs to be a strategy where the team has a plan on how to get out.
So at the moment, Timmy's too far away.
And the kick's down. Like, they've got a clearing kick. You probably don't want to do too many down the middle of the field.
Especially if you don't pull them off like that.
Oh, wow. There was three Steamers just went up for the ball under no pressure apart from the three Steamers on themselves. They still managed to get it. That was something a bit magical from Angus there. Did he mean that? That was deliberate, I think. It was a catch and pass in one movement. I'm not sure I saw that right. Was that the way you saw that? It was a catch and pass
catch
in one
and
minute.
Pass, yeah.
He's a pretty skillful piece of work there, Mick, you've got.
Was Mick Redfern like that back in his day?
Footy. Was Mick Redfern as skillful as Angus back in the day? Could he do a catch and pass like that?
No.
All right. So Mick's reliable. So here we go, we've got a defensive scrum for the Steamers on their 22. The Powerhouse getting a shove on. And they've got the ball. What was that?
Kick and chase.
Kick and chase.
And try.
Righto. There was a kick and chase through. It's a bit of a leaguey call, that one, as a play. Like, it's sort of... It's not something you really want to be doing in a practice trial match too much. So now the Steamers have a goal line dropout. Where do you reckon this is going to land? Who's taking this, House?
Jimmy Goody.
The younger brother?
Yeah. He's behind the line, so it doesn't matter.
That's landed 50?
Nah.
40?
Yeah.
Big was red, a big fella.
Big Dylan Napa.
The big step.
Big Dylan Napa hits it up.
He put in a good step. That guy's got to be 140 kilos and 6'10".
Good lines. Tell you what, if Powerhouse can hold on to the ball, there'd be some...
Yeah, but look who's cutting them down. 6 and 7 for the Steamers.
That was
it. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's the Tavy made the first one. Rax made the second one.
We'll have to see the replay, Mick.
Well, I'm looking up at the big screen. Yeah. We've got some changes coming on here now for the Steamers.
Yeah.
A few guys warming up on the sideline. If Chicken Legs Tatchell comes on, will this be a part of the official count of his games, or it won't be an official part of the official count of his career games?
No.
Right.
Preseason matches don't count.
Right, no. Well, but is Chicken Legs counting them? Does Troy count those preseason games?
He probably does.
He'd have a spreadsheet at home. How many minutes, tackles, carries. I tell you, for someone who's 73 and still playing rugby, he doesn't wear much tape. Does he?
You've got to sort of run into collisions. To,
he's in there. No, he's not. Well, there's other players that have used a lot more tape than Troy Tatchell. Do you know of anyone that's used more tape than Troy Tatchell?
Yeah, Simon Clements.
Is that you? Are you riding Clemo again?
Yeah, I love riding Clemo.
Oh,
and
well
guess
done.
With the boot.
So, pick up and clearing kick. All in the one movement. He's got a set of skills, Angus, that's for sure. Another 5 kilos or so, and he'll be good to go. Needs to eat some steak. And you know, on Wednesday, steak night at Brady's Hotel. $20 for steak and chips.
You hear that, Mick Redfern? Take him down there. Don't want to put too much weight on, but enough, to, you know.
And you get into the members' draw for your sponsor, so.
I tell you what, probably more like a Terry Wright of New Zealand rugby.
Terry Wright?
Yeah.
All right, so we need to convert that to Australian terms. Give us someone that, there would only be two people listening to this who would know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Terry Wright made a mockery of Australian rugby players.
How?
And he used to run around them all the time.
What, like Campese or Joe Roth or Jason Little or just Tim Horan?
Terry Wright only needed the old 5 metre line and he was gone.
Terry Wright, was he? He's got to be a crusader then.
No, he was an Auckland man. Now, you're talking about way back in the 80s, this guy.
Oh,
80s, right. Late 90s. Had the dirtiest moustache you've ever seen.
The dirtiest moustache? What, but, like a porn star type thing?
Yeah, yeah. But he was like Angus, just sticks. So he was just more like sticks. A runner.
Oh, yeah.
Like a runner.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, the throwing and the line outs, the timing's not set there yet, but.
Nothing happened, no one got forward.
It's a bit. Bit sedentary.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Line out. So we've got 10, 12 guys warming up for the Steamers on the sideline. How many of those do you know? Housey?
Dylan.
Dylan here, wearing the sunnies?
Yep.
Who's the mullet?
Where?
Here, coming this way.
Oh, that's...
That's magnificent, head of hair.
It's one of the other Lino boys, I think.
He's,
Tom Hogg. He's another English guy. You want to be roasting?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to him about the Ashes.
Yeah.
I think he was giving us grief about the Ashes after one test and he didn't come back to the pub after the next four.
And this is old Nick. You know Nick used to hang out with
Nick Barber?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came with that group of Poms, didn't he?
Yeah.
So how come he stayed around?
He came back.
Oh, he come back?
Yeah,
oh,
he got a job. I think last time we spoke to him, he had a job out at Salangala Farming.
Oh.
So...
I can't get over that. That head of hair. That's
run it
well,
down.
Nick. So where are you working now?
See,
there at Talanga. We were just talking about where you're working. No, we Pommies don't get to do interviews. We just talk about you.
So
I see Dylan's doing some leg stretches. Have you ever get your leg above your head like that?
All the time.
Why?
Time.
Deliberately, or by... Yeah. He was getting his foot up above his head.
Back in the day when I was in my prime athlete.
What's he like? What's his surname? Dylan?
Dylan McDowell.
Dylan McDowell. How's he going to go?
He's going to go right.
Did he play last year?
Yeah. Probably just going to be like most props, you know, a little bit unfit in the old comp.
Yeah.
lose a few off the gap, bro. You'd be dangerous ass.
Try scorer?
Yeah.
Good.
Come through the junior ranks.
So we want to get him 10 metres out.
Came through the junior ranks. So that's young Jaden O'Brien's younger brother. So we'll step brother.
Is that Dylan is?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
Tell you what, I think someone's been practicing their lineouts.
The Steamers' defence off that line out was a bit over enthusiastic. So I got called up for a penalty.
Yeah.
Powerhouse just sort of made a tap and run down the middle of the field. Hands.
But I suppose you ain't got to get, if you don't get used to the rules.
Yeah.
It ain't sorted out now.
Captain discussing why he was right with the referee. Referee explaining.
Yeah, no, Colly Salisi.
The referee explained that he doesn't care. Right, so Powerhouse going to pump it into the corner here. So we've got a defensive line out. The Steamers will be defending a Powerhouse throw on the line out. What's that, about 8 metres out? 8 or 9 metres out.
Should give these boys up. Just too lazy.
Oh, they could have got
them. Dilanapa.
Yeah, the big boy. He caught it, though.
Yeah.
So that line out went over the back for Powerhouse, but the Powerhouse got caught.
Oh, get around the corner, boys. Nice.
Yeah, it's a bit hard. They've got some Colts out there on the wing. Powerhouse have just gone in for their second try.
Mm-hmm.
You got some of those older men coming running at them. It does make that a bit problematic for those Colts. But they're in the right position. They're where they need to be.
So, talking to Bridie the other day, we were talking about the way Reed wants to defend, and I was right, and like Reed said, they want to try and pick up the back door guy, alright?
And push them back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whose job is it to pick up the back door guy? Whose job is it to identify the back door guy?
The fullback?
Should or be, the winger, yeah, the guys
fullback or the furthest winger.
Yeah, those who are looking in and can see what's going on.
So they want their wingers standing outside their man and pushing them up and back in the whole time.
Is that what you're saying? A bit of a halt and play here, Mick.
No, it was just a kick for goal.
Oh, just slow to get back.
Yeah.
$10 for one of the players.
I think he said you owe him $10.
Fuck the way he's owe me $100. Hey, Mick Redfern, did you have any skills like Angus when you were playing?
I think Mick just said he taught him everything he knows. So the Steamers haven't
see
made...
the back door guy there? You
yeah, it's a, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, your halfback too can run that. Because
if
he stands like 5 metres behind...
You watch that play all the time. If you watch them again, they'll sit up and I'll play it again. So you got your 5'8 here. Oh, well, they're going down the side now.
The other side.
Oh, Toby.
Thank you. Oh...
Two tackles
for the price of one.
Stay out, Go, boy!
Oh, he panicked. So the Steamers are still making their tackles, forcing the powerhouse to make decisions.
That's quite a big jiggy for a rock. Oh, Toby. Way to go, Toby!
He's got a head knock. They both did. Went in a bit high. But that's where... shake it off. Oh, is that half time, is it?
Yeah.
So, let's see how Toby pans out after that. But that was, he was basically the guy that kept him out off the try line there.
Yeah.
With three or four tackles, one after the other. All right, anything to add, House, before we wind up for this half?
I think the problem is like, that's what happens when you drink too much.
What?
The number eight. The number eight, why he got clobbered by Toby. Because he got jinking.
I thought he said because he drinks too much.
No, jinking, sorry.
Yeah,
jinking.
Yeah. So when he came, stepped inside
yeah,
there.
Yeah, jink.
Toby lined him up, yeah.
Yeah, Toby lined him up, so probably got what he deserved.
Yeah. All right. Nothing else for the...
Pretty safe, fine.
Oh, good. Yeah. We're back for the third portion of our podcast. Bonza Airlines flying over, but more importantly, the Steamers have been on attack for the first 3 or 4 minutes, and they've actually powered a couple of pretty strong scrums.
Big boy. Big Dilla Dapa.
So... That's a powerhouse player House is referring to.
Oh, chase! Chase! Drop kick!
Who's this running him back? No, it's Ruben.
Is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Should have known that.
Yeah, he's your boy. Come on. So the Steamers have been basically attacking since the kickoff of this third. Player in white socks and white boots for the Steamers, being held up by a bunch of beefcakes. Got his knees to the ground.
That's as much as plays on the field. I'll beat Dylan Napa putting the hat on.
He's got a butt crack as wide as Dean Street. Yeah. My God.
Oh, Ruben Sarkis still likes to take the contact.
I tell you what, the Steamers have come out with a big, big hit of... much more purpose in this third. They're forcing Powerhouse to defend in their 22.
Oh, that was legit.
Here we go. We're getting a couple of fly by nighters to join our podcast.
Yeah.
Jump in, boys.
How you going on, Jimmy?
Not nice, sir.
Yeah.
So who we got here?
We got young Jimmy Good.
And who's your mate?
Sterling Wakefield.
Sterling Wakefield. Oh, yes, I've heard about you, son.
So you're going to play with the Colts? Is that the idea? And you did just have a run just then?
Yeah, starting Brooklyn, and you were starting 10.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, pretty good.
You looked all right?
Yeah.
So what did you think of your team game, Jimmy? You want some feedback?
Is that all right?
No, you want feedback from House or feedback from me?
Any. It was pretty shit.
Good to know that you noticed it.
I think you look great. And you're playing out against men, so that's a big step up.
I think it looked like from where you was just standing too wide.
Yeah.
And you probably just needed to give the boys a bit more direction. But apart from that, mate, can only get better, brother. That's all you can. And it's only a pre-season match, mate, so we can get better.
So how's the training been going? You guys both been down to training a bit?
Yeah.
It's going well?
Yeah, real well.
So those who don't know, Jimmy's brother is playing over in Ireland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For who?
Is he still playing for Connor?
Clontarf, yeah.
One of the Heineken-looking teams. He's in the Colts.
Oh, okay.
Set up, I think. Oh, here we go. Powerhouse coming wide.
So how many colts have you got training with you guys, do you reckon?
We've got 12 confirmed at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And do you want to see some older guys playing around you as well, or do you want just all colts?
We're allowed to have four over 40 years old in our team, and then the rest has to be under 20.
So there's four over 40. Come and play?
Over 40 years old.
You're more than welcome to come and play.
Over 40.
Over 40.
Just trying to work out my maths on who that would include.
Who's your mum and dad?
Really, man.
All right.
Dad's at work, packing up.
All right.
Guy down at the prize on my own.
Yeah.
The powerhouse have just gone in. They just worked it down the length of the field. The steam has put the pressure on for the first 5 or 10 minutes. They look good. They'd sharpen right up. And have you got another trial game next week?
Yeah, we do. You know what that is, Jimmy?
Yeah, Shepparton, isn't it? Shepparton.
Yeah, we're going to Shepparton. Yeah.
Is it at Shepparton, is it, or is it here?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure it's in Shepparton.
Yeah. You know, the last time we played Shepparton, they had a all-in brawl amongst themselves. We just all stood and watched.
I wish I could have been there.
You were still probably in your nappy somewhere.
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
Probably.
That was when they used to spell Shepparton with one P. You know that? They used to spell Shepparton with one P.
Oh, that's used to me.
Have you been finding training, Jimmy?
What? It's been alright.
Yeah. What's with the sour look, boy?
Huh?
What's with the sour look?
Nothing. No, it's been alright. Couple new different drills.
Yeah. Watch this guy running back.
Ruben.
Yeah. Oh, where did he even teach you how to kick it? Stiff the toy. Here we go.
So you need a couple more numbers for the Colts, do you think?
Love a couple more numbers.
Couple more numbers. And some experience. Like, we were watching... We saw a lot just then, that previous quarter, of Angus Redfern out the fullback.
Yeah,
Gussie's definitely in Colts.
He looked quality. He's got a bit about him out there.
Yeah.
He just sort of... But we were talking about it off air, saying we think he'd benefit from a Mick Alexander or a Justin Wheatley basically standing next to him. Yeah. Just to get him that extra bit of rugby nous. Confidence. But... And I think that's going to be the same with all you Colts. They're all... You're all got it. It's just having that 40-year-old around you that's been there and done it.
Yeah, it knows what he's doing.
So not House. You guys aren't looking at House as a part of that.
No.
Are you 40 years?
I would bring the crowd if I went back to the Steelers, mate. The crowd will come back.
That sounds like you saying that you're going to play.
You're all the welcome out.
I have to lose about 50 kilos to do that.
Oh, you could go in proper.
Why would you lose 40 more kilos than your playing weight? You don't need to lose 10 to get back to your playing weight.
Oh, yeah, but the old bones are not as strong as what they used to be when they used to carry the old playing weight.
Yeah.
You know, the old calculus in the old bones are starting to make them grind away.
Well, you've got a bunch of young kids who can do all the running for you. So do you reckon we might see you one third grade game this year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see how we go. If Mick gives me the call up.
I'll give you the call up.
Mick Redfern.
I'll tell him to give you a call up then.
Yeah, go and tell Mick Redfern.
Mick, we get Blake out there.
I'm
going
to ride with Reddy back home.
No, they need 40-year-olds.
Too easy.
So Reese and...
Blake will break down in the warm-up. They both will.
You need to get on to Alexander and Wheatley. Get some of your 2013 crew.
What's the point kicking it deep?
Melbourne. I don't know.
But like this.
They play it like league. Six phases and they kick.
Yeah.
Anyone told them it's union yet?
No, but we kicked it deep and then they just... Oh.
That's a good question.
A bit in and out there.
Got a South African captain, so that'll probably do a bit of that.
Oi! Ruben Sarkis!
So that was a the powerhouse were just carving us up down the left-hand side of the field, and the custodian, Ruben, come from nowhere and just cut someone up.
And if those who don't know, that's the brother of Toby Sachs, the older brother.
Toby, who made three tackles in a row to keep Powerhouse out before. So
there's a rule, don't jink when he's coming at you.
Don't jink. Don't go left when you should have gone right.
Yeah.
How's Mick Redfern going as coach?
You guys happy? He's going pretty good.
He's organised. He knows what he's on about.
Runs a tight ship.
Yeah. Runs a very tight ship, old Mick. Yeah. Sounds like the business.
He's the business. That's it. And how about Red? You guys getting on with Red? You like
Red's good.
You like him? You're picking. Well. You're picking up what he's putting down.
Yeah.
And he's bringing some new drills into the club.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
At start, that little bit.
Random.
It was a bit. What
the fuck? Yeah. Well, that's always going to happen.
There's always going to be new drills that come out. But if you ever look at them, it all combines into one.
Mm.
One.
One. Comes into one.
You can do all the drills in the world, but if you can't catch the ball.
Let's see how this scrum. Who's feeding this scrum?
This is a Steamer scrum.
Steamer's defensive scrum.
What would you do here, Mick? What would you do here in 2014? We're in the preliminary finals against Waratahs. With a hard D on our line. What would Nathan Bright do off the back of this?
He would give it to Aubrey Wodonga's best fantasy rugby player, Sam Allen. And say, Sam, just do your job.
Is that after when he's broken off the back and ran about 30?
Brighty?
Yeah.
Brighty's about 10 steps. He's 10 steps and offload to the halfback. Then the halfback will link in. Link in either a fullback or a winger, someone like that. Do it on the short side. And then Ash LaFleur did the same thing in 2015.
You remember that game in 2015 when he literally killed Tom Dudson?
He dropped like a sack of potatoes, didn't he? Like just... he's one of House's...
he's a guest appearance. Have you ever seen this guy in real life? Do not let him teach your kids. With a moustache that he's got.
My man.
You're being really good, bro, you?
Oh, cool. Yeah? How's it all going out
there? Typical. Yeah, you are on a podcast here, Lukey, just so you know.
And you're on our list eventually, so...
Eventually.
How did you find it? Did you play that whole first half?
Yeah. Nah, just fatigue kicked in.
Yeah.
It starts off alright. If we can maintain that for the first...
Hey, still trying to run off those wedding blues.
Yeah. Wedding kilos.
Boys are not going too bad, eh?
No, it's good. It's if we can maintain what we had in the first quarter for four quarters.
Aaron in the second, but what was going on in those scrums? These boys seem to turn the scrums around in the second half.
There's a new front row.
Oh. Who's the front row there now?
Troy.
So, experience.
Oh, what a cool.
Lucy. Troy, Dylan, and someone.
Good question. Yeah, the scrum in the first half was Lockie and Lucy, Scooper at Tidy, and then myself at Hooker.
Oh, is that you playing Hooker?
Yeah.
Well done, Chant. You're my hero. You've just got up on my wall.
Got up on your wall. Who's on your wall? Who have you got up there?
I've got Sean Fitzpatrick.
You got George. George was always on your wall.
George was on my wall.
Does Lukey get a Guernsey on your wall?
Not yet.
No, not yet. Actually, he does, Lukey Ranger, but he's just injury prone.
Who from your last few years has got up on your wall?
I'll come back.
Yeah, I'll see you after. Well, the Sarkis boys have got up, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
And there was Sunshine.
See you later.
Yeah, bro. I'll come see you, boys.
See you, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
You know, Raxi.
Raxi's on my wall.
Clemo went up there.
Was he up there or did he go up and come back down?
Mate, he went up and came back down.
Why did he come down? Because he keeps getting injured?
Yeah.
Or because he
thrashed? I put him on the pussy list. As those who don't know, last year we used to have an injury list. We used to call it the pussy list.
Was it we or just you?
It started off with me and Brighty, and then everyone jumped on board.
Oh my God.
See, look, blood chase.
So that was just a kick-off. It went a bit short, a bit shallow. So the chase was... couldn't do anything with that.
Good boy. I like this big number 25. You know,
you got to stop watching Powerhouse. We don't give a shit about that.
I know, but he's passing the ball.
Fuck him. What prop passes the ball?
A good prop. As a coach once said to me.
A better prop holds on.
Yeah, well, that would be me. I would have just gone through and
scored. Well, hold on. Your prop here is getting smoked in this scrum by...
by Pete Delanapa.
By two kids and Troy. So, let's see what happens in this scrum.
All right.
So Troy is at hooker? I can't. Can you
no,
see?
He looks like he's on
tight head. It's our feed in a scrum. You got two big butt cracks waving back at us. They look like windscreen wipers.
Off the back. Oh.
Play on. So we held the scrum there.
We need to get the ball out wide. And wrong way. Wrong way.
So concrete hands, Tatchell. wasn't really ready for that.
What is the motto? Always be ready.
Always be ready. Yeah, but concrete hands that time.
Coming up to Mr. 300 odd games. He should have really know how to catch the ball.
Oh, to be fair, it was off the ground and about 2 feet away, and it was past a pace. So
I'll tell you what, Mick, the sun's fucking following us.
All right, we're going to wind up. I've got to get animals to feed. What's your summary overall?
I'm pretty happy with it. There's potential there to improve.
What do you think, Red and Mick and Footy are thinking?
Well, I hope they're thinking the same too, you know. There's potential there. Is only way you're going to improve is by, or if these group of guys keep showing up to training to improve.
Yeah, keep showing up the training. They had four or five guys that wanted to play but hadn't been registered. So they've got numbers there. Their D is held up quite well for the bulk of the game.
So the main thing is commitment. The boys have got to commit.
Well, they've got to look at today and go, you know what, we're not shabby. You know, there's something to build. We've got something the coaches can work with.
There's two different types of weather you get in Albury, those who don't know. You get extreme hot in pre-season. You get extreme cold in the season.
And we're currently just finishing off extreme hot. All right, that's it from us. We'll have this up in the next half hour or so.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.